Well, Lauren Teton, where do you do snowboarding in Westchester County in New York?
Well, I've got a little hill about 30 miles from here where I learned, but people in New England and this part of New York, the world is our oyster. We have so many mountains to choose from.
Right.
Within a 2 to 4 hour ride, so there's plenty of variety available here.
Well, I grew up in upstate New York, so I understand, you know, the terrain. And I live in Indiana, right across from a ski slope. So, you know, we ski, but snowboarding is a different ballgame. What is it? I mean, I have had a very difficult time staying up on that snowboard. What's the main difference here?
By the way, what's the ski slope? Is
it's
it Perfect North?
Perfect North slopes, right.
See, even people in New York know about Perfect North.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's very popular. I mean, it's the only one around for a long, long way. So we get people from everywhere this part of the country come.
Yes, and you know, God bless those little mountains, because that's where people learn, and that's what makes people love the sport.
Okay.
So you asked me, how do you stay up on a snowboard?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's a different ball game than ice skates or roller skates or skiing. I mean, I'm not sure what it is, but it's tricky. Any tips on how to do it?
Well, first of all, it's the same ball game as skateboarding, wakeboarding, surfing. So there are quite a few board sports which use a very similar dynamic. And, you know, I'll get on the lift with skiers, and they'll say, I'd like to try it, but I can't have my feet strapped in like that. And what I say is, you know, I see the skiers. They've got two skis and two edges on each ski and two poles. They've got six things to think about. Snowboarders focus their entire life on one edge, so it's very uncomplicated if you can just, you know, pick that up.
That's a good point. So simple is better. So just one edge, and it's that inner balance. What are the things to be concerned about, though? I mean, I went on your website, and it looks to me the first thing I'm looking at is flex meter wrist guards.
Well, that's a fact of life. People fall down, and they're either going to fall on their tailbone, or they're going to fall forward on their knees and wrists, and we're going to try to make it so that they don't break anything. So I am a very big advocate of safety and padding, because I found out early in my snowboard career, I started at age 43, and I don't want to break anything. So I found out that wearing padding could really help me. And I said to myself, gee, I've read every book on snowboarding there is. Nobody has ever recommended padding. Why is that? So I wrote an article called You Don't Have to Hurt Yourself to Snowboard.
Good. And
I recommend a tailbone protector, because when you fall backwards, that'll cover you on the backside.
Right.
And knee pads, very important, because you can take some of the pressure off your wrists if you know that you can fall on your knee without hitting bone on ground.
Okay.
And then, of course, wrist guards, because snowboarders' wrist breaks are a very big beginner snowboard injury. And I happened to work with a doctor in France who is the doctor at a mountain, and he saw so many snowboard wrist injuries that he actually designed a wrist guard to help prevent that injury, and it flexes to absorb the shock, and that's why it's called flex meter. So I'm all about keeping people whole so that they can, so they don't have to sit the season out on the bench, you know?
Okay, let's talk about Winter Olympics. Who are some of the snowboarders that we need to watch?
Okay, well, Kelly Clark, she has the fire in her heart. I really believe that we're going to see Kelly Clark. I don't know if I can say this. She rides like a guy. She has, you know, almost perfect technical moves. She's been working really hard in the last year and just getting more edging, which gives her more speed in the halfpipe. She's a halfpipe gold medalist, and she's going for it again. So I could definitely – I have a strong feeling of seeing Kelly Clark on the podium. I want to talk about what I think is the new most exciting sport in the Olympics, and this is going to be its second Olympics. Do you know about border cross, Jim?
Border cross. No, I don't.
Or snowboard cross is its other name. Have you ever watched roller derby?
Yes.
Okay, well, if you can imagine roller derby on snowboards, that is really what it's like. You've got four snowboarders coming out of the gate racing at the same time. Contact is not, they can't contact each other on purpose, but if they contact each other by accident, it does not disqualify them. And, of course, when people contact each other on a slippy, slidey, turny, downhill fast course, you know, there's like an explosion. It's like popcorn. They just all fly up in the air, and there are big accidents. So this is a sport where you don't necessarily have to be the fastest. You have to either stay in front or in back of the melee when they all go into a big jumble. You don't want to be in it. So the slowest person could win if everybody else falls down.
So you like this better than curling, huh?
Well, curling is a gentle sport.
I'm just kidding. What tricks have never been done in the Olympics before in a snowboard, as far as you know?
Well, a 1260. Now, that would be how many turns? 360, that would be like four turns. I don't know. I don't think we've seen it in the Olympics, and I don't know if we're going to see it. It's almost like a mythical thing, like Bigfoot, you know? But it's something to watch for. That will be in the half pipe if it happens. And, of course, Shaun White. I didn't mention
I was going to ask you. I see a picture of you and Shaun White on your webpage here. I like him.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see him on the 60 Minutes interview 2 weeks ago on Sunday night?
I saw some of the highlights of that.
Yeah, he had 15 minutes on 60 Minutes. So
that's a long time on 60 Minutes.
Yes, yes. And he he's a great kid, and he's a super serious competitor, and he does not like to fall, and he does not like to be beaten. And we've noticed as photographers and videographers and journalists that when a lot of the other kids come down the half pipe at the end of their run at the U.S. Open, all their friends, the other competitors, hug them, and Shaun White stands alone. You know, he doesn't do the hugging, and he mentioned it. He brought it up in that 60 Minutes interview. He says, "I'm competing against these people. I just can't see hugging them. You know, I just can't do it."
Lauren, Red Bull is one of Shaun White's sponsors. What did they build for him?
Oh, okay. Well, they built a 480-foot-long halfpipe up in the mountains of Colorado. And it was for him and him alone. And he had to be helicoptered up to it. And this halfpipe had a foam pit, which is like a giant swimming pool filled with foam blocks right on the lip of the halfpipe, so he could do huge tricks that had never been done before and land soft until he perfected them, land right into that foam pit.
There goes his amateur status.